Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I was delighted to see how many of you found last week's episode helpful. Presenting your results is something that you guys often overlook, the quality of your results, the way you present your results. And as always with the podcast, my objective is to highlight areas that you possibly won't have seen, and therefore by giving the opportunity to level up professionally, to ensure that your brand is being recognized for the standard that you want it to be. And with that, I thought it was really important today to talk about a topic, and you guys know I talk about level up and trying to become better in every single area. And one thing that I am always focusing on is something called moving the needle. Now, you guys will have heard of this, I'm sure. And my question is, are you doing enough to move the needle? Now, if you think of a car and you think of a dashboard, you've got the needle, you put the accelerator on, and the needle moves to the right, okay, up. Think of moving the needle like that. Now, you can keep your foot steady in the middle, and your acceleration, the speedometer, doesn't change, stays the same. And I want you to think right now, how much of what you're doing is staying the same? This is a mindset that I want you guys to think about. Now, anybody who's looking to progress, I've actually just finished the second edit stage of the book, Level Up, and right towards the back end, I was just doing a brief kind of summary of my hopes for you guys in the book. And something that I kind of relived for a second is how I've kind of my attitude as I've gone through my career. And one of the things was always just trying to do one step more and always being very analytical of everything that I was doing. Because if you have the attitude of improvement, you always think that you can do a bit more. You've always, yeah, you're not necessarily happy with the needle being in the middle. You want to see a change in the current situation of what you're doing. Now, your business should be providing you with a reward. Your career should be developing. As a fitness professional, you should be noticing opportunities coming your way, new clients, results, better reputation, opportunities from different areas where you're able to see growth and development within your profession. If you're not, then the chances are that you're not doing enough to move the needle. And as I have done over the last few weeks, I'm going to look at online coaching, I'm going to look at personal training. I'm going to start with personal training this week. I'm also going to talk a bit to gym owners, because if you're in the industry, I mean, maybe you're a physio, you're a chiro, I mean, this is the same for anybody, any industry. But I'll kind of reference to kind of two of the primary fields that that I work in. Now, in terms of moving the needle, it's basically that you've got to do more. There's a new destination that you can get to. And a new destination might be better results, it might be more income, it might be more leads. But my question is, what are you doing to get them? And so I'm just going to go through a few here. If you had the attitude of improvement next week, you'd be sitting down thinking, right, can I get more out of my clients? My answer is always yes. If you got more out of your clients, would they step closer to their goals? How many of your current clients, if you stepped up a level with your coaching, would be 6-10 weeks away from a result? How many of your clients have you documented their journey? How many clients are you missing out on that have achieved the result but you haven't even presented? So just from a professional standpoint, could you be doing more? And that would have a huge positive shift in the needle of the business. So that's your first question. The second question is all to do with people you're seeing in the gym on a day-to-day basis. Now, there are so many coaches that say, you know, I'm sick and tired of the type of clients that I've got, or I'm struggling to pick up leads, or my current clients aren't getting very good results. And I just said, you know, what are you doing every day to move the needle? You know, when I was working in a health club, if you open your eyes, guys, there's new clients all the time around you. All the time. There's people that you're speaking to on a day-to-day basis that if you had the attitude of improvement, an attitude of growth and development, those people would be sales. They would be people that you could speak to. And even though you probably are speaking to them, they just need to be told, when are we going to start coaching? And that would be a client. There are people joining the gym every single day with the sales team or the marketing team, and you're not even reaching out to them and speaking to them. There are also old clients. Now, if you want to move your destination, if you want to progress, if you want to have more clients and more income, your old clients are leads. They're still warm leads. And 9 times out of 10, you're not reaching out to them. You know, all the time I've been in touch with old clients. Even still today, there are, you know, guys and girls who I've mentored, and I'll still keep in touch. I drop them a message every now and then, just see how they're getting on, go on their Instagram page, see how they're getting on. Your clients are perfect new clients. Your old clients. You know, so all you need to do is just reach out to them, send them an email and just say, hey, how are you doing? And that could be a new client in the diary. But most of the time, you've got conditioned to just going through the motions and doing your clients every single day. And when clients drop off, you go through a little bit of a lull, and then you get a bit frustrated, and then you wait for a few clients to come back from holiday. If you're constantly moving the needle, you'll know that right in front of you there's new clients. Now, if you work in a studio, my moving the needle is going to be, well, they're not in front of you. So how do you change your current situation to get new clients? You go into local businesses, you get new flyers made up, you go to teach some classes to get more leads. You don't sit there and wait for business to come to you. Every time I was thinking, okay, how am I going to get new customers? Right, I need to speak to that person. How am I going to reach some new customers? I'm going to put that seminar on, that event. I'm constantly thinking, how can I change what I'm doing right now? The attitude of improvement. Okay. How many marketing channels in the gym are you missing out on? And I've said this many times before. Are you actually going to the chiro and the physio, the hairdresser down the road, the osteopath down the road? They're all marketing channels. I've explained before, there's a conveyor belt. Every day, new people need to be joining your conveyor belt. And the conveyor belt is this rotating platform that people arrive at the beginning, and then as they're going along the conveyor belt, your marketing builds, you build added value, you support, you help, and then you sell, and they become a customer at the end. None of you can afford to not be building new relationships, which is why to move the business forward, you've constantly got to be marketing. You've constantly got to be stepping up your coaching. You've got to get in touch with the new members that are joining the gym. You've got to convert the people that you've been speaking to for a while to clients. You've got to double the value that you are offering to people on the gym floor every single day by giving them free programs, free nutrition plans, free workouts. If you want your business to move forward, the attitude of improvement, you have to change the situation of what you're doing right now. And that's what I wanted to do today's episode, just because some of you are just at that stale point. You're listening to some marketing podcasts from me. You're listening to some, you know, time management tips, etc., etc. But today I just wanted to do one of those ones where I was like, guys, you can be more. You can do more. You can level up. And to do that, I want you to write a list for next week. Hopefully you listen to the podcast at the beginning of the week. Where can you move the needle in your business? Where can you chase new members? Who is there that you're currently speaking to at the moment that you could convert easily if you went over to them? Who could you convert? Are you utilizing all your marketing channels? Could you, as a personal trainer, could you showcase more results within the gym? And a lot of you are like, oh, it's difficult to be able to showcase the results. It's difficult to be able to put results on the wall. But that doesn't mean that you can't do that or find a way to do that. Whether or not it is moving more people to consultations and giving people a booklet with your information in there, that's moving the needle of the business because you're creating more marketing channels, more marketing opportunities for yourself. What about pushing client sessions up? If you are offering a better level of service to your clients, you could train the clients who are close to getting results better. You could coach them for more sessions. But you'd have to offer them a better level of service. You have to offer them more value. And just by subtly looking at, you know, the clients coming into the gym, the proposition to your clients to do more sessions, by offering more value, you are immediately moving the needle of the business. So just think for you this week, where could you move the needle of your coaching business? More effort, more leads, converting more people. They're all in front of you. It's all doable. Now, online coaching. This is a very important one because I said in a video recently that online coaching, you know, it's not about putting posts out every single day. It's about running a full business. I just said about personal training. You know, you go in the gym every day. It's not about doing training sessions. That's part of your job. Going in, doing your marketing, building relationships, offering value, helping people, building relationships, delivering quality coaching, delivering consultations, building relationships with local businesses. You know, I was only speaking to some guys the other day and I just said, if you are actually not personal training and you were thinking of it as running a fitness business, you wouldn't have half the time to waste that you guys do. It blows my mind when trainers are like, you know, I've got a few hours in between sessions and you're struggling to know what to do. If you have the attitude of improvement, your marketing, sales, relationship building, professional systems and structures, like there's so much to do. So going back to online training, you know, online coaching, you have so much to do on a day-to-day basis. Firstly, there are people who, to move the needle, you have messaged probably 3, 4, 5 months ago, or they've messaged you, and you need to follow up with them. How are you doing? How's your training going? Go on their Instagram page, look at what they're up to. See what they've been up to. Offer some value. Help them, support them. Reply to people. Sometimes there's people who have left comments in your DMs, you haven't replied to them. Old clients, people that you've worked with in the past, people that you used to personal train if you used to personal train. Start an email weekly newsletter. Easy to do to all your past clients, current clients, keeping them in touch, offering them high levels of value. As an online coach, could you create a lead magnet, something that is for free? Whether or not it's downloadable or whether or not you say to people, drop me a DM and I'll send you my free workout, my free training nutrition plan. And then you end up 60, 70 people asking for your free products or service. And you're then spending the rest of the day building relationships up with them, creating it, sending it back and helping them. Could you be showcasing some of your results, current and past? Could you be adding more calls to actions in your posts? Not just send me a DM, but actually guiding people through your content and copy to create meaningful engagement with you. Now, if the post resonated with you and you'd like to find out more information about this specific topic, drop me a DM. Could you be moving the needle at that level? On both counts, personal training and online coaching, could you be researching more? What would happen if you research more? Your client would get better results. Both sides of the coin. Every single thing that I've talked about so far is giving your business the opportunity to grow and develop. Now, bearing in mind, I'm also talking about fitness professionals in general. If you have the attitude of improvement, you're analytical. You're questioning. I mean, today I've highlighted some, you know, really, really valuable things for you guys to think about. You're moving the needle is changing the current situation. And most of you expect the current situation to change by remaining the same. But if you want more, you've got to do more and be more. Every single one of you should have 3, 4, 5 marketing channels. Even if you work in a studio, you know, if you work in a studio, there's loads of different marketing opportunities that I've talked to you about. If you're in a gym, there's loads of different relationships you could be making with different people. If you're online, wow, you're reliant on Instagram as your only marketing platform. You know, if you train, there's YouTube. You know, there's your website. You know, how many of you are running online businesses without a website? Move the needle of your business. Change the situation. Create a website. Give people somewhere to come. Could all of you, personal trainers, gym owners, online coaches, could you be listening to your clients, talking to your clients about the possibility of them referring someone to you? And this is an interesting point about referrals. I need a referral system. No, you don't. You need your clients to be raving enough about you to their friends. And if they think one of their friends is likely going to want personal training with you at some point, just get their email address and add them to your newsletter. Get their email address, send them a message, invite them to your Instagram page. Because once they start following you, once they start receiving your emails, that's where the relationship builds. For me, a referral is a name. It's not that person's going to book in for coaching with you. It's a name. And so could you be moving the needle of your business by doing more and being more and leveling up your coaching practice so that your clients feel compelled to tell their friends or even mention in a conversation with you that there's a high likelihood that their friends might want to train and that all you do is ask for that name? And if you get the name or the Instagram or the email address and ask them to speak to their friend and say, look, you know, all I'm going to do is just add them to my newsletter. The more names every single week that you can add to your conveyor belt, the more likely it is for you to have a constant stream of clients. You know, a lot of trainers will say, our business is very seasonal. And if I say to a trainer, how many people are on your conveyor belt who could potentially become a client? How many email addresses are you emailing every single week? If you don't have emails, if you don't have a website, if you don't have ways of communicating with people that know about you but aren't yet a client, not just people that are following you, people that are actually engaging with you, you've got no route to new clients. We've talked about this many times before. It can take us 3 to 4 months at M10 when somebody first finds out about us to actually become a client. It can take people over a year, you guys, to follow my stuff, engage with my stuff, and then eventually become a client. So this is what I'm going to say to you. If you're reliant on new leads coming to you, you're not proactively moving the needle. Because I have a belief, and you can't change someone's mindset about a belief, that there's constant stream of clients every single day. You might have a belief that, no, when it gets to the summertime, you know, it's a bit of a flat period. It's a bit of a flat period if you're just training people and they go on holiday. But if you are constantly looking at picking up new clients and building relationships with people and networking and sending emails and communicating people and having face-to-face conversations and DMing people and being really, really proactive. I don't just mean moving the needle when you pull off at a traffic lights. I mean test driving a Ferrari, flat down. So the challenge for you guys today, the challenge from today's episode, just from listening to everything that I've talked to you about today about moving the needle, identify where you are slacking off, where your foot is on the gas and it's about 50% of what it could be. Yep, because I'm going to tell you, right, from listening to the podcast, from hearing me, from looking at my content, how much you're not doing. Write a list down of my last 10 posts. Go through the titles of the last 10 podcasts and say, do you know what? I listen to Mark. I look at his content, but I'm not doing it. And that should be a big enough kick up the arse for you today to say, there's so much more I can achieve. You know, when anybody works with me on my mastermind or any of our, you know, even on the personal training mentorship, there's an accountability. What do you say you're going to do? And then tell the group you're going to do it. One of the most amazing things about accountability is you just get it done. The problem with a lot of you is you work for yourself, as we all do, and you don't place enough urgency or responsibility on the tasks. And so you get to the end of the week and you go, damn, I said I was going to do that. Well, when you promise somebody or you promised a group of people, you don't want to turn up and see the guy, everybody next time and not done it, which is why mentoring, support, coaching works. So my challenge to you is to go through the last 10 posts, the last 10 episodes, look at the titles, listen to this today, write down all the points I said about moving the needle today. You know, it might be something as subtly as, right, I know it's time to put my prices up. Damn. You know, do it. It might be something as subtly as starting a project that you said you were going to do, but you haven't done it. It might be that you haven't followed up on emails, messaged old clients, DM'd people. The stuff that you know needs to be done to drive your business forward and move it to a different destination, not the same place that you are today. It requires effort. It requires discipline. It requires hard work. It requires focus. But there are some of you listening to this that will not take action. And there are some of you that are thinking, what is it that's stalling me from not making progress? And I hope even by listening to this episode, it's giving you a nudge and you move the needle next week and your business is in a better place. It's moved forward. You're either increasing money, speaking to new clients, getting better results, or signing up new clients. I hope it's been of value. As always, please drop me a message. Move the needle next week. It's a big challenge for you guys. Share the podcast, please. I'm so grateful every time you do this because, you know, the episodes increase. You guys get better. And you have a happy, successful, and fulfilling career. Guys, take care, have a fantastic week, and I'll speak to you soon.